From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On today's program, we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. We learn from this narrative the necessity of human agency. The draught of fishes was miraculous, yet neither the fisherman nor his boat nor his fishing tackle were ignored, but all were used to take the fishes. So in the saving of souls, God works by means, and while the present economy of grace shall stand, God will be pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. When God works without instruments, doubtless He is glorified. But He hath Himself selected the plan of instrumentality as being that by which He is most magnified in the earth. Means of themselves are utterly unavailing. Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. What was the reason of this? Were they not fishermen plying their own special calling? Verily, they were no raw hands. They understood the work. Had they gone about the toil unskillfully? No. Had they lacked industry? No, they had toiled. Had they lacked perseverance? No, they had toiled all the night. Was there a deficiency of fish in the sea? Certainly not. For as soon as the master came, they swam to the net in shoals. What, then, is the reason? Is it because there is no power in the means of themselves, apart from the presence of Jesus? Without Him, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things. Christ's presence confers success. Jesus sat in Peter's boat, and His will, by a mysterious influence, drew the fish to the net. When Jesus is lifted up in His church, His presence is the church's power. The shout of a king is in the midst of her. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Let us go out this morning on our work of soul fishing, looking up in faith and around us in solemn anxiety. Let us toil till night comes, and we shall not labor in vain. For He who bids us let down the net will fill it with fishes.
Lifting by Thy name, our Jesus Christ. Holy for Thy word, O my shine, and for peace and strife.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubts, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude a message entitled The Foundation of the Ten Commandments.
The commandments which Moses received from God on Mount Sinai are based on certain truths. As the creator of all things, God commands obedience of all men, and he has a perfect right to do so. Every man on earth has an obligation to obey God, yet unregenerate man cannot do it. God has provided the remedy in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save sinners and to enable them to keep God's law. Now here is Dr. Cairns to conclude the foundation of the Ten Commandments.
The Lord, in redeeming you, has sealed his grace with his oath, I am the Lord, swearing by himself because he could swear by none greater. You shall make his truth the sentinel of all your words and all your witness. The tenth commandment is because the Lord has redeemed you and has endowed you with his rich provision. You shall be content with such things as are lawfully yours and shall not covet what belongs to another. You see how it all hangs together? It all flows from this one thing. I am the Lord who has redeemed you. That's why the Lord writes his law on the hearts of his saints. As soon as he saves you, he writes his law on your heart. When I hear these preachers saying that Christians have no obligation to the law of God, I wonder, why was God so foolish then in regenerating them to write his law on their heart? If the law has nothing to do with a Christian, it's the most plain reference that God could give, that he has redeemed us to observe his statutes and keep his laws. We sometimes sing the old gospel hymn, Free from the Law, O Happy Condition. That's a great hymn if you understand it biblically. There's no joy in living a lawless life. If you're living a lawless life, I want to tell you, you're a miserable wretch. If you're living a lawless life, you're as miserable as the devil, the world, and sin can make you. Free from the law, for a Christian, is free not from its obligation. For it's written on her heart. It's the joy of a Christian to obey God. But it's free from its condemnation. Now put all this together. God commands us. God has the right to command us. Every one of us has the inescapable obligation to obey him. And that obligation is strengthened by every special blessing he has given us. Therefore, failure to obey the Lord is the gravest possible crime. You remember what the Lord said through Hosea the prophet? One of the great lamentations of the Old Testament in Hosea chapter 8 and verse 12. I have written unto him the great things of my law, and they were counted as a strange thing. Yet that's the most frequently committed, the most universal crime in America tonight. It's a crime that God marks right across this congregation even. I have written, says God, unto you the great things of my law, and you have counted them as a strange thing. What a crime. What a crime to stand before your God and say, Lord, I received your law. I dismissed it. I despised it. I rejected it. I cursed it. I want you tonight to recognize something. Soon this little time will be over. The day of life will run its course. Your sun will set very soon in the western sky. Your soul is going to wing its way into God's eternity, divested of all your notions of grandeur and of all your delusions and all your false refuges. You're going to stand before God. Tell me, my friend, are you going to stand before Him as a lawbreaker, a law rejecter, a law hater? What a condemnation. Not everyone that says, "Lord, Lord," will enter into heaven, but, says Jesus, "He that doeth the will of my Father." What then shall a sinner do? Think of this. A sinner must obey God's law. Yet a sinner doesn't obey God's law. And furthermore, he cannot obey God's law. And even if suddenly he could obey God's law, it wouldn't wipe out the guilt of the life of sin that he's lived up until now. So what will a sinner do? I have set before you God's commandments, His right to command, your obligation to obey. Now I've got to be honest. That law which is ordained unto life, it will rise up against you in condemnation, for you haven't obeyed it, you're not obeying it, and so depraved are you that you can't obey it. Is there no hope? Must sinners perish forever? Praise God, there's hope. This is why the Bible's written. There's hope. I think of the words of the wise woman of Tekoa when she was prevailing on David to bring back his banished son. She said, "For we must needs die, and there is water spilled upon the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person." Yet, and this is one of the loveliest sentences in all of literature, and especially in all of God's Word, "Yet doth He devise means whereby His banished be not expelled from Him." There's the hope. Sinners should obey God. Sinners don't obey God. Sinners are so depraved they can't obey God, and they come under the condemnation of God, and they are banished from God by their sin. But God doth devise means whereby those banished ones be not expelled from Him. And what are those means? Romans chapter 3 gives us the answer. Now, verse 21, the righteousness of God, that is the righteousness which God provides to clothe us with in His presence, the righteousness of God without the law, without our keeping the law, is manifested. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Here's the hope. You can't keep the law. You must be righteous to get into heaven. God says, "I have devised a way whereby you can be constituted absolutely, perfectly, spotlessly righteous as one who can stand before God under the full scrutiny of the Ten Commandments and be welcomed as perfectly righteous. I have devised means to do that. By faith in Jesus Christ, God will impute His righteousness. He will take all the merits of Christ, and wiping out your guilt and your sin, He will give to you those righteous merits of Christ. And so unite you to Christ as a head is united to a body. So make you one with Christ that He will never again deal with you in isolation from Christ. But in Him, He will accept you. He will justify you freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. How does he do it? He does it on the ground of Christ's life and Christ's death, Christ's atonement and Christ's satisfaction. Here then is God's answer to the crimes of lawbreakers. What a miracle of grace the gospel is. You're a lawbreaker. What does religion tell you to do? As a lawbreaker, in order to be saved, you've got to try and make yourself a law keeper. But the Bible tells you, you try that and you'll be lost. The gospel is that God can make lawbreakers into saints of God without any contribution from themselves and their own righteousness, by pure and simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he saves us without any law keeping by ourselves, and then once he saves us, he makes us lovers of his law. Here is the foundation of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord. I trust tonight that you get that message. I am the Lord. I want you to see him in his eternal deity and dignity. I am the Lord. I want you to see him in his sovereign power. I have the right to command you. Your destiny is in my hand. I want you to see him in the fullness of his grace. I am the Lord, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and I've redeemed you by precious blood. If you don't know the Savior tonight, I trust you'll get a glimpse of him. Look unto me and be saved, for I am God. There is none else. Look, Spurgeon said, I looked, and I thought I could look my eyes away, looking unto Jesus. Look, for there's life for a look at the crucified one. There's life at this moment for you. Then look. Look now to Christ for eternal life, justification, and salvation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Write its message indelibly on every soul. God grant that thou wilt first of all speak to those who are yet without Christ and save them. Lord, what a tragedy it is for people to know the gospel and yet perish. To sit in a church where they're pleaded with to repent and be converted and yet go on unsaved. What a tragedy. To have the word of life ringing in their ears, only to go down to everlasting death. God, have mercy on sinners tonight, and give them grace to turn to the Savior, to make no delay, to receive him, and pass from death unto life. Then, Lord, speak to thy people. Lord, enable us to walk worthy of that great name wherewith we have been called, that great name that has been placed upon us. Let's walk worthy of Christ. Gracious God, we pray, give us a heart to obey thee. We ask thee that this solemn sentence may ring in our hearts. I am the Lord, thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Lord, grant that that will be motivation enough to make us live our lives 100% for Christ. Let me burn out for thee, dear Lord. Don't let me rust or my life be a hindrance, O God, to Thee. Grant that to be the prayer of every believer, that in the light of who Thou art and what Thou hast wrought for us, we will, by God's grace, honestly seek to obey Thee. Hear our prayer. Now part us with Thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of Thy blood-bought people. Grant that Thy grace, Thy mercy, Thy peace will be our abiding portion. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.